Chapter 7 Harris Gets Angry. Harris told me about the maze as we were passing through Molesey Lock. Our boat was the only one in the lock that day. Usually it is very busy. On Sundays, when the weather is fine, there are boats everywhere. Everybody comes down to the river. They wear brightly coloured clothes, and the river is full of colour. Yellow, and blue, and orange, and green, and white, and red, and pink. At Hampton, Harris wanted to get out and have a look at the church there, but I refused to stop. I have never liked visiting churches, but Harris loves them. He said, "I've looked forward to visiting Hampton Church ever since we decided to make this trip." He added, "I only came on the trip because I thought we were going there." I reminded him about George. I said, "We've got to get the boat up to Shepperton by 5 o'clock to meet him." Then Harris got angry with George. "Why does George have to play around all day? Why has he left us with this big, heavy boat to tow up and down the river? Why couldn't George come and do some work? Why didn't he take a day's holiday and come down with us?" "The bank! Ha! What good is he at the bank?" He stopped for a moment, and then he continued. "I never see him doing any work there. He sits behind a bit of glass all day, and he pretends to do something. What's the good of a man behind a bit of glass? I have to work. Why can't George work? What does he do at the bank? What good are banks anyway? They take all your money, and then when you write out a cheque, they send it back. They say you've spent all your money. What's the good of that? If George was here, we could go to see that church. Anyway, I don't believe he's at the bank. He's playing about somewhere. That's what he's doing. And we've got to do all the work. I'm going to get out and have a drink." I told him that there were no pubs nearby, and then he started shouting about the river. "What good is the river? We'll all die of thirst. No pubs!" It's better to let Harris go on shouting when he gets angry. Then he gets tired, and he's quiet afterwards. I reminded him that we had water in the boat. Then he started shouting about water. He said drinks like that made people ill. However, he said that he must drink something. He climbed onto the seat, and he bent down to get the bottle out of the basket. It was at the bottom, and he had to bend down lower and lower. At the same time, he was trying to steer the boat, and he pulled the wrong rope. The boat turned sharply and bumped into the bank of the river, and Harris fell into the basket. He stood there on his head, and he held on to the side of the boat. His legs were in the air. He could not move in case he fell over. He had to stay there until I could catch his legs and pull him back. And that made him more angry. We stopped under the trees by Kempton Park, and we had lunch. It is very pretty there, on the grass by the river, under the trees. We had an excellent meal, and Harris calmed down and began to enjoy himself again. By 3:30, we had reached Sunbury Lock. Then we went up to Walton, which is quite an interesting place. Julius Caesar stayed there with his soldiers. Queen Elizabeth I, she was there too. You can never get away from that woman. She was everywhere. Next we came to Halliford and Shepperton. There is an old church at Shepperton, and I was worried in case Harris wanted to go and visit it. I saw him looking towards it as we came near, but I moved the boat quickly, and Harris's cap fell into the water. We had to get it back, of course. Luckily, he was very angry with me, and so he forgot about his church. As we came up to the lock at Weybridge, we saw something brightly coloured on one of the lock gates. When we looked closer, we saw that it was George. Montmorency started to bark madly. I shouted, and Harris called out wildly. George waved his cap and yelled back to us. The lockkeeper ran out because he thought someone had fallen in the water. He seemed annoyed when he saw that no one had fallen in.